As U.S. commanders try to get Iraqi troops to assume more responsibility, they often encounter cultural differences that make the task more difficult. Here's NPR's Jamie Terabay.
If there's one Arabic word American soldiers here have learned from their Iraqi counterparts, it's ijaza. It means time off, vacation. Every Iraqi soldier works 2 weeks and then gets a week off, no matter who they are or where they're stationed. Saddam Hamid has been manning a checkpoint in the village of Shakrat in Diyala province for the past week. The week before that, he pulled security duty in another village. Diyala is now a main focus of U.S. and Iraqi army operations. But once he's finished his current shift, Hamid will go on a week's vacation.
There is always someone here. Even if we're not, there is always a presence here.
That presence is usually the U.S. military. Hamid doesn't see anything wrong with Iraqi soldiers getting 4 months off a year, while American troops get just 2 weeks.
They're from a different country, so it's not so easy to swap them out and let them go back home. We live here, so it's easier for us.
The system of regular leave has long been entrenched in Iraq's military, even during the days of the Iran-Iraq War in the 1980s. Oftentimes, the soldier needs to go home to deliver his paycheck to his family. But it's also a cultural thing. At a joint Iraqi-U.S. military meeting in Baghdad several months ago, an Iraqi colonel joked with his American counterpart that he needed to take vacation to spend time with his favorite wife, wife number two. For U.S. soldiers here, changing those attitudes or working around them is proving difficult. Brigadier General Mick Bednarik is the deputy commander of U.S. forces in northern Iraq. He said when U.S. troops began operations against al-Qaeda in Iraq in Diyala in June, they asked for 1,500 Iraqi soldiers to take part. On paper, Bednarik says, the Iraqi military had 12,000 troops available in the province. But the list included so-called ghosts, soldiers who exist only on payroll and never show up for duty, as well as those on leave. Bednarik says after a lot of negotiation and a carefully worded statement assuring the Iraqis their vacations would not be cancelled, the U.S. military finally got its 1,500 soldiers.
We did. Only for a short period of time, but it was hard.
But getting Iraqi soldiers into the field is just one problem. At a joint patrol base in Diyala, American soldiers say it's not uncommon to find their Iraqi counterparts asleep when they're supposed to be standing guard in watchtowers. Specialist Jason Bone.
I just feel the Iraqi army is always going to be like this because we babysit them out here. They have a problem and we take care of it. They don't. So that's why I think we're still stuck here.
But Bone adds soldiers in his unit just pick up the slack and move on.
You just got to suck up and drive on. Even if the other military you're working with is lazy or not up to par.
Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.